Hello there. It is the CJH podcast where we talk movies, pop culture, speculation, fan theories, and more.
Disney Plus, Bruce Banner is no longer the only Hulk in the MCU. Jennifer Walters is a Hulk, she's a lawyer, and she's going to star in a show unlike anything we've done before.
This is She-Hulk, Rumor, The Abomination, and The Leader to be featured villains. A new rumor suggests The Abomination and The Leader will be featured villains in the upcoming She-Hulk Disney Plus series. The rumor comes from We Got This Covered. Details on their appearance are sparse, but they do note the two villains are being discussed. Last we saw of Abomination, he was played by Mr. Blonde, aka Emil Blonsky. During the film, he was almost strangled to death by Hulk in the final CGI monster battle scene, as is the staple of most superhero films. Hulk relents from killing the transformed Blonsky at the behest of Betty Ross, and instead hands him over to Thunderbolt Ross. As for the leader, he was portrayed by Tim Blake Nelson in The Incredible Hulk as Samuel Stearns, who develops a cure for Bruce Banner's condition. We see him at the end of the film being exposed to a substance that brings his transformation into the leader, a green-skinned monster of genius level intelligent to rival the Hulk's more simplistic, brutal style of combat. Tim Roth was reportedly having trouble doing many of the action scenes during the filming of The Incredible Hulk, from wire work to quick running sequences and intense action scenes. He had to do a combination of motion capture, having a stuntman to pull off the illusion that he was taking on the Hulk one-on-one. Both actors were born in the early 1960s, which puts them on the cusp of being 60 years old, and Roth already had troubles in his 50s keeping up with the action. Roth was supposed to reprise his role as the villain in Avengers Age of Ultron, in a deal that never came to fruition. He also stated that he would probably not be reprising the role for Marvel ever again. Blake's return might not be too much of a problem. The leader isn't as active a role as the Abomination, but his age might put him out of the running for any future appearances as the leader. The only solution might be to pull a switch like they did with Edward Norton or Terrence Howard. Switching up the actors might not be too much of a problem, as The Incredible Hulk isn't regarded as an essential viewing for MCU fans. The She-Hulk tie-in. Jessica Walters is the cousin of Bruce Banner. She works as a lawyer in Los Angeles. At some point, she gets entangled with a mobster who had beef with her father, who works as an L.A. county sheriff. She is wounded during the encounter and has to receive a blood transfusion, and Bruce Banner is the only matching blood type. But the radiation in his blood also transforms her into a green-skinned form, though less monstrous as Bruce Banner's alter ego. Whether Mark Ruffalo will appear in the show is still in question, but all signs indicate her origins have to follow that comic book pattern. So I'm 90% sure Ruffalo will get to reprise his role as Hulk one more time, at least for this show. Ruffalo also took to Twitter to officially welcome She-Hulk to the Marvel Studios family. But what do you think of the Hulk villains coming back? Do you think they should get the two Tims back to reprise their respected roles? Sound off in the comments below and let's talk it out on social media.
One small thing.
Yeah.
When you bring me out, can you introduce me as Joker?
So, new Joker movie coming out. And the new trailer, the whole movie is getting a standing ovation now.
Oh, yeah, everyone's hyped.
Yeah, everyone's hyped. It's very thought-provoking.
I feel like it's real. It's going to say a lot.
Real cinema. Right? It's not your average superhero film.
Yeah.
Or supervillain film. So
that's why everyone has a thing for Batman.
Oh, for sure. Well, not. Yeah, I guess. But, So we watched the trailer, and it was like, it started out with Arthur Fleck, you know, Joaquin Phoenix, Joker.
Mm-hmm.
He was trying to make this little boy happy on the
bus. trying to have some fun on the bus.
Yeah.
We've all been there when we're, like, trying to make someone laugh on the bus, yes. I guess. Like,
yeah.
You know, you want to brighten someone's day a bit.
And so,
I don't know.
The mother on the bus says, "Stop harassing my son."
Oh, yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah. Common.
Yeah, common. And it almost gives you the view of, you know, society as a whole.
Oh, yeah.
It's bringing them down, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So people, the next
people
scene.
People are cold.
Yeah.
People are cold.
So the next scene, it's him at his therapist, right?
Yeah.
And his therapist, you're not listening to me. It's what? Like, yeah.
I was just thinking about Muddy Waters.
What?
I was thinking about Muddy Waters, that blues artist. Then I was gonna. Here. You say things. You talk.
What?
You talk right now.
Okay,
I just had a thought, an independent thought.
I guess.
Yeah.
I hope everyone loves this podcast episode. I hope.
Yeah, I hope everyone goes. I hope everyone goes.
And dislikes the video.
Yeah, everyone smash!
Smash that dislike button.
Fucking hate it.
Yeah.
Okay. Write in the comments, like, oh man, get a life.
Yeah.
Show your mom.
Shut show down your the sister. Podcast. Yeah. Just stop it.
Go home and. I don't know.
So,
next family get together. You go, guys, cracking open a cold one.
And just say the CJH podcast sucks.
Yeah. So, tell them how much we suck.
Yeah.
And how awful we are.
Yeah. Yeah, the training thought, the therapist and all that. So the next scene, it's like, he's as in a clown outfit, and he's this out of business store, and muggers.
He's doing that weird thing where he's like flashing signs, and
yeah,
you know, the whole demeaning job type situation.
And the muggers, they're whacking him with the sign. It's like almost like you throw this person into society and. This is what happens, right? Mm. And then the next scene where we showed the riot on the subway.
Oh yeah.
And it's all these people wearing Joker masks. And it's the idea is that it's really
we're not in a car. We're not. We don't do this show in a car. God.
This is so trash. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Worst episode ever. So yeah. You imagine how many takes we had to take for this episode?
We're cutting that one out.
Yeah.
That's a cut.
Yeah. That's...
But yeah.
So, yeah. And the next episode, God damn it. In the next scene, it's like Thomas Wayne is funding this almost event. And all these rioted people wearing Joker masks, they're causing problems. And Joaquin Phoenix is just looking around and he's like, this is what I'm inspiring.
Yeah. And gross.
Yeah. And then it's like,
yeah.
Yeah. Yep. So, and then eventually, like, they show him wearing the makeup and all that, and he's licking the paintbrush, and it's like, it's going down the path of the madness, right?
Yeah.
It's very thought-provoking, that's what I mean.
And a lot of imagery.
Yeah, a lot of imagery, a lot of colors, and
palette. I feel like there's something to say there in the way that we work as a society.
Yeah.
You know.
So, yeah, and then there's this scene where, you know, Thomas Wayne punches him. Yeah. And there's that. And then we get into the scene where it's like he's an upcoming comedian, right?
Yeah.
And Robert De Niro's character, he almost mocks him on live television.
Oh, yeah.
And that really brings him down completely. But eventually, like, we get to the scene where he's, like, all full in, you know, Joker makeup. The new Joker makeup.
Yeah, painting his tongue manically.
But, and he says, when you bring me out, will you introduce me as Joker?
Yeah.
And then it just ends with, bring out the clowns, you know. So, that's my thoughts. Like, it's very thought-provoking and, you know.
Well, like you said.
Like I said, well, don't tell them that. I said, like, thought-provoking. Yeah. Trying to sound smart. Yeah. But, so, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the Joker.
Movie!
Yeah. And then we could, you know.
The next topic will be The Mandalorian. As I forgot to, record for like a couple of seconds, I forgot to introduce the next topic. So this, what I'm saying right now is we're going to be talking about The Mandalorian. So.
So, The Mandalorian.
Yes.
It's gonna dabble into the origins of,
The Force.
No, the First Order. And it's gonna dabble into the origins of the First Order. It's gonna take place after Return of the Jedi. And so, what are your thoughts on new TV show? Live action Star Wars?
Too much.
What?
I don't know. Too much? Too much Star Wars?
Too much?
Do you think it's too much Star Wars now?
Maybe. A little. Yeah. You're milking it a little bit. No. But I do like the idea of TV shows.
Yeah,
Get away from the movies. No more movies. We're done with movies, okay?
Yeah.
No more.
TV shows are hard to operate, though. But as soon as Disney gets their platform for streaming,
it's they do fine. With their streaming, but I think it'll work better. Because now they won't have the whole...
Yeah, they can take as much time as they want.
Exactly.
To do it.
And
so it could...
It won't be like, oh, how much box office are we going to make off this
big
movie?
Big explosions.
Yeah,
big,
and like, now they can be like, we can actually take our time, make a proper story, good characters, good plots, instead of...
And it's going to be
what they were doing before, where it's like,
going to be written by J.J. Abrams.
No, not J.J. No.
Wouldn't you just love it?
Who directed Iron Man.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, which was first very good. Second? The first Iron Man, the second one, too.
Oh, yeah.
And Dave Filoni, who directed The Clone Wars and Rebels.
Oh, sick.
I Filoni know. You Filoni. Have you have no idea who that my is, man. But I do.
What?
So,
I did like The Clone Wars.
Oh, you watched The Clone
and
Wars.
And I am a big fan of Phony Baloney.
No, he's really good. He actually understands Star Wars. And that's what we would rather than Kathleen Kennedy.
Yeah.
But,
he wouldn't really have to hold his punches in as well, so that's pretty good.
But I know he has this obsession with this character, Ahsoka, but we gotta take what we gotta take, 34. Right? We'll take. Oh,
Ahsoka.
No.
Ahsoka.
Stop.
Sorry, but Ahsoka.
But, every time you speak, it's like I have to edit out shit. Yeah. But,
can we?
So.
Ahsoka sounds pretty Rule 34 to me. If Phony Baloney, Johnny, I don't know, whatever.
John like Favreau. Soka,
John Favreau.
Okay. So, yeah. The Mandalorian looks great.
Mm-hmm.
Looks great. And honestly, that's what they should be doing. They should be focusing on TV shows. Because obviously, the movies aren't working out. They either do shit or they flop. So when they're good, they flop. But when, you know. I really don't like the sequel trilogy. It's coming off as fake in the sense of.
There's too many. There's too many hands.
It's not even for entertainment anymore. It's more about money. It's coming off too much like.
Greed.
Yeah, give us money. We don't give a fuck about you.
It's like there's multiple directors.
Yes. Well,
just
that's
having
what it
their
is.
Hands on
there's
a
no,
property.
Yeah, there's no bang, bang, bang.
Yeah.
There's no story. There's like, oh, let's make as much money as possible.
Yeah. So hopefully the TV show will be the end of
yes, the, because the then whole... you'd be like, oh, you got people signing up for Disney Plus, and they're like, okay, we'll sign up for this thousands of movies that, you know, and quality over quantity on Disney Plus, I think.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing. So.
Do you mean quantity over quality?
Yeah, quantity over quality. So, the next topic, Hulk versus Wolverine. There's a new movie in development. The rumor is. And I would imagine it's taking place in. Because if you remember The Incredible Hulk 2008.
Yeah.
There was a scene where they said that Hulk killed two hunters in Canada.
Oh.
And where does Wolverine live? In Canada.
Is he a Canuck?
He is a Canuck.
Oh.
Yeah. So, played by an Australian.
Oh, yeah.
It was like the least Canadian actor.
Oh,
but
yeah.
At least Deadpool is played by a Canadian. But I think there would be, because they really, they kind of messed up the Hulk in Endgame, I feel.
Yeah.
Mostly just
the
to,
Hulk, the Hulk's a...
They depowered him to make Thanos look better.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Like, sometimes it's hard to handle the Hulk.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, because he's
because
extreme.
Yeah, he's a very hard personality to accommodate.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
His multiple personalities.
Oh, yeah.
He actually does have multiple personalities.
Because sometimes it's like, oh, he's just a big dum-dum.
Yeah,
right?
And then sometimes he's smart Hulk.
Yeah.
And then.
Isn't there times where he's just like a savant?
Yeah, and then he's sometimes just all rage. It's
yeah.
because Bruce Banner has multiple personality disorder.
Oh, yeah.
So that it's in comic canon.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Because of the trauma of his father and all that.
Yeah.
So.
I don't think multiple personality sort of works in that way, where it just, like, strips your intelligence, but, I mean...
Honestly, no, that's not what I'm getting at. I'm saying that's part of his character. That's his of plan. Course, they yeah. don't want to dabble into that too much, but that is part of what makes the Hulk so great, right? Okay. Same with all the things about Spider-Man, but let's not get into that. Mm-hmm. So... I'm really excited for this Incredible Hulk versus Wolverine. We've been waiting for how many years for this? So, hopefully it'll be good. The next topic will be She-Hulk, his new TV show.
Oh, God. What?
Yes.
Oh, what? Sorry,
so, She-Hulk? Yeah, She-Hulk.
She's a lawyer.
Yeah, she's a lawyer.
Come on.
Bruce Banner's cousin.
Yeah.
And in the comics, she gets an accident and he has to do a blood transfusion. Yeah. And that's what gives him, it gives her her powers.
Yeah.
But she is a little bit of less rage monster than Bruce Banner is.
Yeah.
Because she's a little bit more sane.
You know,
so.
Yeah.
I would imagine that. So, because Universal, they can't really make Incredible Hulk 2, right?
Yeah.
So, this one would be setting up Incredible Hulk 2 in a way. They'd have the leader, which the last movie kind of set up. And they would have the Abomination. Yeah. So, I think that would be really good to be watching.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I guess so.
Yeah.
I don't often see the idea of a She-Hulk.
Yeah.
Like, the idea of it.
I think it's going to be fine. Because you look at Daredevil, and that was successful, so...
Okay, so same director.
Yeah, no, not same director. Like, lawyer. Same concept, yeah.
Same concept with Daredevil?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hello there.
General Kenobi.
Next topic is Obi-Wan series.
Oh, what? A series on...
Obi-Wan, yeah.
Obi-Wan.
Because everyone wanted an Obi-Wan movie.
Yeah.
But obviously that wasn't going to work out. Yeah. So, the next best thing is TV show.
We just talked about a TV show.
We talked about The Mandalorian.
The Mandalorian. Like, why do they have to... We were talking about how, okay, Disney's not going to throw bread at the wall and hope it sticks, but...
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds... That's not a saying, obviously, but it sounds like they're doing that.
Oh, well, obviously, but
things at the wall.
Everyone... It's one of those things that all the fans wanted, right? Yeah, they wanted Ewan McGregor to come back. Mainly for memes, right? So, because of Hello There and all that. Obviously, people want more shows for memes.
Yeah.
But, you get the idea, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ewan McGregor back. You know? Donning those... robes, those Jedi robes to fight Tusken Raiders.
It's like a fucking Kevin Smith pops out of nowhere, out of thin air. Like,
well, that comes into our next topic, is Kevin Smith is talking about making a He-Man series on Netflix. He-Man
series. Weren't they gonna animated He-Man series?
Yes, like, and that's
the one?
Yeah, that is the one.
The sitcom.
It's He-Man. Masters of the Universe.
Yeah, but they said that they were gonna do a
Skeletor.
A sitcom of He-Man.
I would imagine this is
gonna be something like We Bear Bears. But Kevin Smith is gonna be in it?
I think Kevin Smith is going to direct it.
Yeah, that almost doesn't sound bad.
Yeah.
It sounds like he could pull some crazy stunts and shit.
Probably.
I mean, like,
I don't know.
I think it would be... I was never really a fan of He-Man. However, my first comic book was from a yard sale, and it was He-Man.
Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just picked up that tiger. Is it really? Yeah, the tiger.
It's the first comic book I ever owned, money-wise. Obviously, I borrowed the Hulk comic once upon a time when I was younger, but a whole different story, and, you know,
so you
gets into personal issues. And but I'm so sorry. I'm such a sad little man.
Such a sad little man. That's how you talk to your guy downstairs.
It's like how I lost that friend because of the shit I said.
And here we go.
Yeah.
But, turn people into the CJH cannon to fire off.
Yeah.
Fire off.
This is why they dislike the video. Smash that dislike button.
That's not ever... That's getting cut.
Yeah, that's getting cut.
That's getting cut.
Beware. Conspiracy hour with the CJH.
Could it be that the famous senator from Naboo was really murdered? Is it possible that she didn't simply die in childbirth, as we've been led to believe, but was actually assassinated by one of her oldest and closest advisors? Let's begin with the most basic and obvious fact. No medical reason was given for her death. If the medical knowledge existed to rebuild Darth Vader's incinerated body, then the medical technology to deliver babies must have been available as well. Instead of giving a real medical diagnosis of Padme's condition, the medical droid that treated her simply stated that it couldn't identify why she was dying.
Medically, she's completely healthy. For reasons we can't explain, we are losing.
This is a clear sign that dark forces were at work, forces beyond the medical droid's ability to detect or treat. If we can accept this as fact, then we have to ask ourselves what really killed her, and who was truly responsible for her death. It turns out the answer has been lurking before us all along. One person had not only a motive, but also the ability to end Padme's life. Sheev Palpatine, as one of Padme's oldest advisors, and he was one of the few people who knew she was secretly married to the Jedi Knight Anakin Skywalker, who had recently become Palpatine's Sith apprentice Darth Vader. This meant that Padme was partially distracting Vader from completing his master's dark goals. With Padme gone, Vader would turn both his focus and his hatred toward hunting down Palpatine's enemies. But more importantly, by making Anakin believe he'd kill his own wife, Palpatine would have been galvanizing not only Vader's hatred towards the Jedi, but his hatred toward himself as well.
This is an APAC Studio presentation.
We are your phone company. And sometimes we make mistakes. Sometimes we bill you too much. But don't worry. In 4 to 6 weeks, we'll probably get back to you. Yes, we did bill your credit card already. And yes, even if we correct the mistake, which isn't likely, we'll only give you back your money and not those interest charges the credit card company billed you because of our mistake. Hell Canada. Terrible service, terrible savings. But you keep coming back for more. Hell Canada.
This has been a presentation from Tim Morgan's APAC Studio. For more almost professional amateur comic studio content, visit the APAC YouTube channel. Search APAC 2002. That's APAC 2002 on YouTube.
We knew this to be true because we see a sinister grin slide across Palpatine's face when he informs a distraught Vader about his pregnant wife. Additionally, Palpatine knew, as Obi-Wan did, that if Padme gave birth to Vader's child, Vader could have a reason to turn back to the light side. Killing Padme and her unborn child eliminated them as threats to Vader. Sheev Palpatine also had a political motive for assassinating Padme. A moral and righteous senator from Naboo, Padme was a strong believer in democracy. When Palpatine declared himself Galactic Emperor, Padme became a founding member of the Alliance to Restore the Republic, an organization dedicated to overthrowing Palpatine's empire, so killing her would strike a blow against Palpatine's political enemies as well. The proof is stacking up, and it's looking more and more likely that Sheev Palpatine, also known as Darth Sidious, really was responsible for Padme's death. But in order to prove conclusively that he really did murder her, we need to ask ourselves, how could he have ended her life from half a galaxy away? Legend has it that Palpatine helped create Anakin Skywalker by using the dark side to reach through the Force and influence the midichlorians. So we know that he knew how to use the dark side to influence whether a person lived or died. And when Vader sustained grievous wounds on Mustafar, Palpatine keeps his apprentice alive by performing a simple gesture. He places his hand on Vader's seared head. If we think hard about it, we realize that this is the exact same gesture Obi-Wan made to heal Luke Skywalker. A clever observer will realize that Palpatine was doing this at the exact same time that Padme's life began to slip away. It suddenly becomes clear that the Sith Lord wasn't merely comforting his wounded apprentice, but literally draining the life from Padme and transferring it to Vader. This means that, in a way, Palpatine was actually telling the truth when he says that Vader killed Padme. So what he told Vader was true from a certain point of view. Vader lived because Padme's death, and Palpatine made it happen. So let's review the facts. The medical droids could not explain Padme's death, indicating that supernatural forces were at work. Killing Padme helped Palpatine turn his apprentice to the dark side and eliminated her as a political threat to his reign as Galactic Emperor. Lastly, Palpatine is rumored to be able to influence a person's life force, and we even see him use his Sith training to draw on the dark side of the Force to artificially keep Vader alive as Padme died. This was a conspiracy, a dark plot, shrouded in secrecy and deceit. A machiavellous planned assassination to end kind and moral senator's life, to help an evil tyrant rise to power. The dark side of the Force surrounds both Palpatine's rise and Padme's demise, so it's nearly impossible to know for sure exactly how she died. So I ask you, was this Padme's murder? Bum bum da.
This is the CJH podcast. We talk movie reviews, speculations, and a little bit more. That's all.
That's all we got to talk about. Buy our merch that we're still trying to set up, I guess.
Yeah. We're going to... Probably going to get some new shirts.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I definitely want to buy that mug. That mug looks mighty fine.
It looks fierce, eh?
Yeah. With my logo?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I created a new avatar. Alien with a beard and a hat.
I don't like it.
You don't like it.
I don't like it.
But I'm trying to make an avatar for yourself.
Yes.
And it's going to be like an E.T.
Yeah.
Ripoff type thing.
I just picked up E.T. at the Value Village.
He was like, I'm going to buy this VHS.
It's the first release.
Yeah, you've got too many white males.
It's the 86 release.
Yeah.
Of E.T. The Extraterrestrial.
Yeah. Speaking of aliens, I want to talk about the whole conspiracy hour thing that I've been doing.
Oh, yeah.
That Area 51 video did very well.
It did very well.
Did very well. Did four very well. Likes. Four likes. One of which was me.
Don't say that.
Don't say that. So three likes. But,
Three whole likes. Me, CJ. CJ got three whole likes on our video.
Yeah. Gotcha. So, yeah.
Are we leaving that?
Yeah. Oh. We're so... Like and subscribe, folks.
We're salt of the earth people.
Yeah.
We're just too salt of the earth people.
Yeah. We down to earth.
Down to earth, bro.
Ladies and germs. My idea was, because YouTube is censoring conspiracy videos, right?
Yeah.
So we sneak in Conspiracy Hour into a movie podcast.
What do you mean? So and it's then, like the Illuminati is...
Yeah. We talk about that. And then YouTube recommends a movie podcast. But they're also recommending a conspiracy video.
Ooh, it's 4D chess.
Yes. So it's like, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Did you know there's a hole in the equator and aliens live there?
Wow, that could be a topic.
That could be a topic.
Yeah.
My uncle
It's not only...
My uncle thinks so. It's funny, I was having a conversation with my uncle, and then he, like, started saying, like, is there anything with a mic? And then he said, I gotta say something. And that was right after he was like, there's aliens in Alaska. There's aliens in the core of the earth.
Wow.
And I was like, Thomas, I'm gonna have to stop you there. I'm gonna have to stop you there, friend.
So yeah,
you're getting too deep into the internet.
It's like the flat Earth thing, but the idea is not just to dabble into the stereotypical conspiracy theories, but also the movie fan theories.
Oh yes.
Yes.
That actually sounds pretty fucking dope.
Yeah,
my dude.
So like,
rockin'.
Did Padme die because of Palpatine, or? Is Boba Fett an imposter?
Oh.
Or is Fight Club a tie-in to The Dark Knight?
What? Is that a fan theory?
Yes.
Fan theories are bad.
I know. And that's the concept of Conspiracy Hour.
Dun-dun-dun-dun.
With the CJH.
With the CJH podcast.
Yes. So that's what we'll be hearing from... Here future, on forward.
Future episodes.
Future episodes.
We'll be doing God's work.
Yes. Okay. But and I'll also be, you know, Bill the mod will be doing his own readings of articles. So it's not just my annoying voice you hear. So But that's about it to wrap it up for this bit.
Episode six.
Yeah. I think maybe we put this in the beginning of the episode or the
end of the episode.
End of the episode. It depends.
I don't think
we'll figure it out in post. But
I think we already figured it out.
Yes. Well, we thank you for coming to the CJH podcast.
Yes.
Yes.
Tell your mom. tell your grandma, say, hey, here, these are two guys talking about Star Wars and shit, and just put it in her earphones. She'll be like, what? Who are these guys? What are you doing, Johnson? don't know.
Yes. And maybe, if we're lucky, in the next episode, we might have a celebrity.
A celebrity?
Yeah.
Oh, Frankie. Shit. What? Episode 7.
Yeah.
Lucky episode.
Yeah, we lucky. Frankie, if we get lucky.
McDonald. I think Frankie would be great.
Yeah, it would be the intro. Welcome to the CJH podcast.
Oh, he's going to do our intro.
Yeah,
for sure.
That would be great. But that's only if we're lucky.
We got to help him build the supercomputer.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Help Frankie McDonald build that supercomputer.
Yes.
Right now. Mash that
smash that dislike button.
Smash the dislike button on us.
Yes.
And then mash the shit out of every single Frankie McDonald episode of his weather report, his peaches for me. Fucking smash everything.
Smash all the like buttons.
Smash all the like.
And then dislike us, because that's
dislike
what
us.
You're doing.
We're not good
we
guys.
We know that you're doing it.
Yeah, we're not good guys. Just just shit all over us.
Because that's what you're doing.
But then
we know it is.
But then, like, fucking pump out the bills for Frankie and his supercomputer, and you know, like, mash every button on the keyboard and write a comment.
Exactly.
Write a 15 paragraph article about how Frankie is better than CJ, that Frankie is a lot better than
because we know you're making Facebook posts. You're really like, the CJ, he doesn't have very good podcasts.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
You just ruined it.
I just ruined it. Oh, but we'll edit it in post with the dolphin noises. So yeah.
Hopefully we'll draw a blank at that big hype of breath.
Yeah. So, at the end of the episode, which song do you want? Parody-wise?
Oh, She Bang?
Okay.
Oh, Whatever It Is by Ween, I guess. Let's do that, I guess.
Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah.
And that was CJH podcast.
That was it.
That was it.
If you're listening, still listening to us at this point.
What are you doing with your life?
This should be edited. And this should be a lot quieter than the song we suggested. Maybe we'll have a little bit more of a talk, just so we don't get a copyright strike for playing the SpongeBob, you know, the end of the SpongeBob movie. You know, you watched that as a kid. I know you. You pop that on every Saturday, every Friday. You pop that SpongeBob movie on. You used to watch that a lot as a kid. You really love that SpongeBob. You love Ween. You didn't know that, but Ween made SpongeBob. Ween was the start of SpongeBob. You can have SpongeBob without Ween. You can't Ween the guy who made SpongeBob off Ween. You cannot.
This is where it's like the podcast has gone.
Yeah, this is the light notes of the podcast. Where we hope to God we cross our toes, we cross our fingers that we don't get copyright strike playing Ocean Man. That's what it was, Ocean Man. I'm dyslexic. Oh no. Oh no. Oh no.
That's all we got for this week. So for Bill the Mod,
I'm a dumb, dumb piece of shit, pee poo poo head.
I'm your host, CJ Hogan. Thank you, as always, for listening to the CJH podcast. See you next time.
Ocean man, take me by the hand, lead me to the land that you understand.
Ocean man, the voyage to the corner of the globe is a real trip.
Ocean man, the crust of a tan man imbibed by the sand, soaking up the thirst of the land. Ocean man,
Ocean man, can you see the wonder of amazement at the overman? Ocean man, the crust is a wonder, yes.